Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back. I do like this song.
Well, it's a good way to end the month.
Bittersweet Symphony from The Verve from the movie Cruel Intentions.
Well, yeah, I was in the movie, but is that why it's a hit?
You know, it's
what happened?
Don't worry about it.
We got to hear the guy sing.
Okay. We'll hear him later.
All right.
We'll get him. Just listen to it on your way home.
I might.
We are attempting to find Stan Finger to participate in five questions. A guy I worked with for,
worked alongside, I guess.
We worked for the same entity, the Wichita Eagle. Stan Finger joins us. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Bob.
How are you today?
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
I'm good. Trying to avoid getting blown around by all this wind.
Well, is it raining at all, or are we good with that?
No, we're not going to see any rain here for quite a while, not till later tonight. It's just really blustery right now. So,
five questions. I think Jeff explained to you how it worked, but I want to start off
with... Yeah, I listened to the show a few times. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. I want to start out with you by talking about weather, because that's something you wrote about a lot during your Wichita Eagle career, as well as a lot of other things, but weather... Was that enjoyable to write about weather, or was it maddening because it's so hard to know exactly what's going to happen? How did you enjoy writing about weather?
Well, I always had an interest in weather since growing up. So for me to write about it just felt pretty – I was comfortable with it because I was naturally interested in it. We had a tornado hit the farm when I was 4 years old, and ever since then I've been interested in trying to figure out why storms hit, what kind of – weather creates different kinds of, you know, what weather makes tornadoes, what weather makes hail, that sort of thing. So for me, it was a matter of tapping into a natural point of interest. And it was easy to generate stories because a lot of reporters hate writing about weather. But if you know what you're talking about, it makes for better interviews and potentially more interesting stories that way. So for me, it was a pleasure, not a burden.
Very good. My question is about your sports fandom. I want to know how you became an Indians fan. Also a Broncos fan. And here's the second part of that question. You're one of the most pessimistic sports fans I've ever encountered. I get it with the Indians. It's never going to happen. But the Broncos have given you three Super Bowls, and they've been in others. So you got to be more upbeat about them at least.
I'm an Indians fan because – growing up in central Kansas, we took the Hutchinson News at the farm, and the Indians were the AAA farm, Wichita Arrows, I think it was, were the AAA farm team of the Cleveland Indians at the time.
Beautiful.
So I would get to know a lot of the young players, you know, reading about them in the paper, and then they would go on to the Indians, and they had a left-handed pitcher named Sudden Sam McDowell. And I'm a left-hander, so I would call myself Sudden Stan, and that's kind of where that came from. As for the Broncos, that was just a matter of turning on the TV one Sunday when I was little, seeing what was on TV on a Sunday afternoon, and the Broncos were playing. I think it was the Cincinnati Bengals, and I loved their helmets and the color of their jerseys, and so I started rooting for them. I had no idea they were as bad as they were at the time, but, you know, once you start rooting for a team. Plus, I was always one of those that just because everybody roots for the Chiefs or whatever, you know, I won't root for them just because that's what everybody else does. I just kind of follow my heart. As for the pessimism, I am optimistic about the Broncos. I just was getting a little burned out about Elway's skill at drafting quarterbacks.
I can see that.
Listen, you be as pessimistic as you want. Stan Finger, our guest for five questions, you mentioned that Wichita was a AAA team for the Indians, and that was the affiliation when AAA came back to Wichita in 1970 after a long absence, almost 15 years. And that team, can you give me two or three names of the folks on that 1970 team? Because there were some players in that era. I think they were the affiliate for Cleveland for 3 years, if I'm thinking correctly. But some of my favorite all-time players came through town at that time.
I was a real little boy then, so a whole lot of names don't. Chris Chambliss rings a bell.
Chris Chambliss, Richie Scheinbloom.
Luke, yeah, okay, that's another
Luke
one I
Camilli,
remember.
Ted Ford, so many.
You just wanted to say that.
I did want to say. I wanted to mention Richie Scheinbloom, who's my
You're
all-time.
Right, now that I think about it, because he did play for. I can still envision his arrows picture now that you mention it.
My all-time favorite Wichita minor league player is Richie Scheinbloom. So yeah, I did want
there
to
you
mention.
Go.
Him. Did he play for the Royals at one time?
He did.
Okay.
He also played for the Cardinals briefly. Stan, let's talk about another part of your career at the Wichita Eagle, and that was covering crime, police, getting up early and coming in and making sure what was going on. What appealed to you about that?
Just getting stuff posted so people would know what was going on from overnight so they could get a good start on their day. I found myself posting a lot of breaking news that maybe other entities weren't paying as much attention to.
But did you like covering the cops? Because I did it for 8 months and I hated it.
It wasn't my favorite beat, but I was really interested in the BTK case when Dennis Rader resurfaced, and I kept asking so many questions about what the latest was. They said, well, okay, we're going to move you over here because we need the help and you're interested, so here we go. It was good to know what was going on in the city that way. With my covering the beat and getting to know various sources, but I can't say I miss it now. I will say that.
So you've written two books or more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had two published. I finished a murder mystery, and I'm working on a sequel to the unpublished murder mystery. But yeah, I'm working on books as much as I can right now.
How much background do you have in fiction writing, and how hard is it to piece a story together? If at all, maybe it's
actually,
easy for you.
Actually, I've got a dozen or more books kind of waiting there, turning the queue to write. It's a lot of fun. I tried to write books in my 20s, and they just weren't ready. It was like the muse just wasn't ready. But then once the idea for the first book came, they just keep coming. And my experience writing serial narratives for the Eagle, that was like writing nonfiction chapters. So the two kind of have worked well together. I'm not fazed at the idea of writing a nonfiction book and putting together plots and that sort of thing for the novels is actually a lot of fun. You never know where inspiration or tidbits will come from.
Five questions with Stan Finger, formerly a long time at the Wichita Eagle as a reporter. We turn the tables now. You ask us a question, and I don't know what in the world you could possibly ask us, but as somebody who's a trained journalist, I'm sure you have something.
When I was growing up, I kept reading books about how tornadoes were far more common in eastern Kansas than they were in western Kansas. So when I got to Wichita, I expect to hear a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I saw this tornado or that tornado, but most of the people, like 99% of the people I've talked to in Wichita have never seen a tornado, so I was going to ask you guys, has either one of you ever seen a tornado?
Just in The Wizard of Oz. That's the only tornado I've ever seen. And I'm not one of those who goes and hides when there's a tornado warning. I'd love to see a tornado as long as it's not right on me, but no, I have never seen a tornado.
I've never seen a tornado either, but some experiences with tornado warnings, a couple at Lawrence Dumont Stadium where you can't really leave because I don't want to be driving in that, and they don't have a quote-unquote basement, so you just have to stand next to a partition somewhere. And also at a Miranda Lambert concert, there was a tornado warning at Interest Bank Arena, and she stopped it so everyone could take shelter. That was kind of frightening because you're just in
Where
the bowel.
You
went basically like to the bowels. There isn't a basement there either, but kind of just in the back in the dressing room type area and just sat and had no idea what was going on because there are no windows and not really any cell service.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see if they have a siren next to the new stadium or what they're going to do when warnings occur after the new stadium opens.
Jeff made a big mess that night, we hear.
What?
See, Stan got it.
I don't get it.
Okay. Listen, just think about it for a minute.
I don't want to. I don't think.
Stan, we appreciate you coming on. It's good to catch up with you. Good luck
Likewise.
On your books. I envy you, and I'm proud of you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Stan Finger, formerly
That's
of the Wichita
good.
Eagle.
We should have had him on way sooner for
well,
five
you know,
questions.
We're running through. We're running through. We'll get it taken care of.
I know, but that was good. I'm happy that he came on.
If you have suggestions for a guest for five questions, tweet them to us at Bob Lutz, at JLutz82. You can email. People know how to get a hold of. I'm easy to get a hold of.
Of course.
And we're looking for your suggestions, right?
Absolutely. I'd take them.
Why wouldn't we?
I've been turned down by more people recently than accepted. So, yes, anybody who wants to do it.
Katie Johnson from Eyewitness News next week will be our guest. Why do you get turned down, I wonder?
I don't know.
Why don't you say, I'll have my dad follow up, and maybe that'll
work. Yeah, that would work. Oh, I tried. I tried.
Who turned you down today?
I had an
interaction with your journalism teacher at North, and she just said, I just don't want to do it. And I put the clamps down. And I think she just has no desire and probably a little bit of a fear coming on radio.
I don't think there's a fear. She's a teacher. She talks in front of people all the time.
I told her, hello, blank. We'd really like to have you for five questions today. I know Jeff has talked to you about this. One of the reasons he's interested is because of the impact you had on him as a teacher. She replied, I truly appreciate that. I've always felt like Jeff came to me pretty much fully formed with so much talent and confidence.
No, she did not.
What do you mean? I'm reading it.
Wow.
I knew that would get to you.
Well, that's
you needed that.
High praise.
You needed that. You were good. You were a good high school journalist and a good journalist overall. But you did it. You'd been around it your entire life.
Right.
So you knew the ropes.
And I enjoyed it. Those were some of the best moments of my high school career and I guess my life.
You enjoyed
North High.
Was
being in journalism.
Didn't you?
With Gay Coburn.
Wouldn't you say you enjoyed North High overall?
Yes, I loved high school.
Except for the real part of high school, like academics.
School, yeah.
Everything else was great.
I liked high. Well, that sounds wrong too.
I don't even know what that means.
I didn't like school.
Do you recognize that my 50th high school reunion will be coming up in 4 years?
It's crazy.
Now that
my 20 years in 2 years. You want to feel old, that should make you feel old.
Dude, I just said 50-year
high school
reunion.
I know, but now you got a son who's 20.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I know, but man.
You can't make up 50-year high school reunions.
I need to get in shape before my
20 years. And I still see these people, or I still interact with these people on Facebook. The Derby class of 73 is well represented on Facebook. Would you like to get some of them for five questions?
I wouldn't mind it. I want your people, though. I want Wayne Gifford. If we're going to go, let's go to the...
You know what? I've got a lot of people.
I know, but...
I'm not going to bang my own drum, but...
Wayne Gifford would be great.
I was a pretty popular guy.
No, I understand.
Were you?
Not really. I was just kind of in every circle, but in none, really.
Huh. Back in a minute. We'll wrap it up. The Drive on a Friday. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.